Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach.
Hiya.
That's Stephanie.
Stephanie Domingo.
I'm Tux Lurzel. We be drinking. We be swearing.
Yes, we be.
Today, this is the mini-sode.
Yes.
Normally, during the mini-sodes, we talk about topics related to...
I know it. Something and culture.
Yes, exactly. Specific topics related to American history, politics, or culture.
Yes.
But today we're going to be talking about ourselves. We're so in love with ourselves.
We are. We're egoists? Egotists?
Yes, ego. Either one. Yeah. I like to be both.
Yeah.
It's on my bio. An egoist and an egotist.
Yes.
And a advocate for eating the rich.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. An advocate. It's like you're in Washington, like, yes. With a briefcase.
I'm a lobbyist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to come up with a cookbook, 101 Ways to Eat the Rich.
Oh, yes. Ooh, with fava beans, right?
Yes, and a nice Chianti.
Oh, right.
Anyway, so today we're talking about ourselves because this is the last mini of the season.
So sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a longer season.
Yes, we extended the season thanks to Miss Rona.
Thanks, pandemic.
Yeah.
And Obama.
Yes, it is clearly Obama's fault.
Obviously. Saying it is just stupid because it's so obvious.
But so now, even the extended season is coming to a close. After today's mini, we will have one final episode coming out in three weeks.
3 weeks.
Because there was an extra Monday in June. The final episode will be coming out on July 6th. Monday, July 6th. And that will be the final episode of season two.
Yes.
Should we talk a little bit about season two?
Yeah. It felt, a lot of fun. It felt a lot more comfortable. And there was a bunch of themes that were kind of happening.
Yes.
Not intentionally, but like...
Yeah, a lot of the themes this season did feel intentional, but they were completely unintentional. Things just sort of fell into place in a way that was never pre-thought out.
No. And for the first time, we almost did the same scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been on the same wavelength in a way.
A lot of that wavelength took us in the direction of discussing institutional and systemic racism in American history.
Our old friend, our good friend, racism. I mean, once you see it, it's kind of everywhere. If you look, it's not even if you look closely, it's just kind of everywhere.
It's just there, yeah. But once you've had your eyes open, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It literally is everywhere. It's unavoidable.
Yeah.
Especially right now, all the things that are going on right now.
Yes.
People, I think a lot of people are having their eyes opened in a way that they never really had before.
Yeah, I had a friend text me last night. I was actually kind of annoyed. Maybe I shouldn't even talk about it. But she's from Minnesota, and she's like, I'm seeing things for the first time. And it's like, bitch, Trump is the president.
It has been for years.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Like, yikes.
I mean, it's good that they're
getting
to this place.
Better late than never.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, holy shit, where the fuck have you been?
I know. But I do think that in the age of camera phones and like social media having video so frequently, it's getting harder and harder and harder for people to keep their eyes closed.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll start to see some positive change in the near future.
I hope so. But we have had social media and video for a while.
True.
And here we are.
Part of me feels like the coronavirus and the fact that everybody's been stuck at home for so long and all cooped up
has added
fuel to the fire of like all the protests all at once. Everybody's kind of just like, fuck this.
That's very true. Yeah. No, that is unprecedented, having so many people mobilized instantly all over the country.
Yeah, and what ingredient is different now versus the last 100 times that people were murdered by the police? And I really do think that just the fact that everybody's been cooped up for months and stuck at home with nothing to do and nothing but time to look at things and think about things.
Yeah, that's very true. Hopefully some positive will come out of it. We shall see, I guess.
Well,
but yeah, a lot of our reviews are like, Steph and Tux tackle institutional racism. And it's like, we do, but it's like,
that was
just
never
because
our plan.
It's just because it's there and we see it. I don't know. I'm trying to say I'm rambling.
Oh, whale. So we were wondering if you guys out there at home listening have anything else that you want to hear in season three. Is there anything that we have missed that you think would be a really great story for us to tell or a really great subject along with racism? What other injustices are we missing that we could be discussing?
Yeah, or if there's anything that you want us to go into more detail about. Because I know that I've done stories and I've said like, oh, I'm going to go back to it. And I hope I will. But like, if there are certain people out there who want something specific, I would love to be reminded of like,
yeah,
like I know I'm going to go back to Huey Long's family. Ooh. In the future, because they're just as scandalous as him. And I do want to go back to Warren Harding's administration is like Injustice League. They were all doing the wrong things, very similar to today. But yeah, if anyone has any ideas, any suggestions, any points in certain areas. We've gotten some comments in the past of potential scandals, so it'd be nice to get some more.
Ma and Pa Ferguson was something that somebody recommended to me, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. I guess the Johnson one was recommended, but I didn't... I mean, you ended up doing it. But I had no clue. Prior to Josh from the Bloody Beaver suggesting that I do it, I'm just like, what did I say? I don't care about men. it's funny because it's true.
So in addition to hearing from you about potential subjects or
scandals,
stories.
And scandals, scandalousness.
Yeah. Scandals and scandalousness. We would also love to hear from you on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
With some dope ass written reviews.
Some sweet, sweet, succulent reviews.
Succulent.
Yes. That's how we want our reviews to sound. On Apple Podcasts is where we would love them because they mean the most. They go the furthest and they have, what is it, like 80% of people listen?
I think 75 to 80%, yeah.
Listen on Apple, so.
I would say just leave us a review wherever you get your podcast, but some platforms don't even allow you to leave reviews.
Really? Oh, I didn't even know that.
I don't even know that.
What's the point?
Yeah, I feel like they're like, nobody's reading these reviews on this platform anyways.
Okay.
But so we're asking again, like we did last season during our summer break, we're asking for written reviews. And once we come back in the fall, we will read all the written reviews we've gotten so far in 2020 on air in our first mini. And we will also enter anyone who writes us a written review into a contest to win free Beyond Reproach merch.
Merchandise.
Brand yourself.
Brand yourselves. We did it last year, and it was a massive success. Everyone loved what they got, and we loved the reviews, those sweet, sweet reviews in return.
Yes. We will also post them on our Instagram.
Yes.
So do it up. You want to see yourself lit up on the Insta and get some sweet stuff in return, do it. It's not just because we like to hear what you're thinking, but it also really does help our podcast.
Yeah, it does.
The more reviews we have, the more people see us when they're looking for a new podcast that they haven't listened to before.
Yeah, the higher we are in the rankings and more eyeballs on our little baby podcast that we love so much.
Of course, don't forget to also recommend our show to all your friends and family.
That actually goes the furthest, in my opinion, because I've found so many podcasts based on word of mouth.
Yeah. And if you're a new listener and you really like the show, feel free to like drop us a line and send us an email.
Say hi.
Send us a message on Instagram.
Don't be
and just
scared.
Say like, hey, we love to hear from you guys.
It's so trippy still that people like our podcast. It's
weird people that
say.
We don't know. It's so
like,
bizarre.
Wait, are you like a second cousin? I don't understand.
I know. Whenever we find a new listener, we're like, but how do we know you?
Yeah. It's true. It's so true. So yeah, we'll be back in September with...
September, what is it? September 7th. It'll be Labor Day.
Labor Day.
We'll be our first day back.
Yes.
We're taking the rest of July and all of August off, but we'll be back the beginning of September. Just like teachers.
Exactly.
We are teachers.
But we, you know...
We get drunk while we're teaching.
Yes. Unlike teachers.
Most teachers.
I was about to say, wait a second. My high school physics teacher definitely smelled like alcohol.
Oh.
It was a dude who would smoke cigarettes out behind the school, like movie style, was just very, very real, which I really appreciated. He would smell like a bar, basically, in the mornings.
A man after my own heart.
You know, he's living his life.
Yeah.
And I salute him.
Who are we to judge?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine teaching snot-nosed kids and not getting drunk every night. No.
Okay. And day.
Tim, edit that out.
So we also have, in addition to the written review contest, we have a whole new idea for this break, this yes. Our summer break.
It's going to be a break, but not really, because you're going to be hearing from us.
Yeah.
We're going to be checking in every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. releasing a standalone episode.
Yeah, so the plan is we're going to have our summer break re-releases. We will not be releasing full episodes. It'll just be standalone stories. No cocktail segment.
Yes.
And you're just going to be hearing one story at a time. Mm-hmm. With a short little intro talking about why we chose to re-release that. Stephanie is going to choose her favorite story that I have done.
Yes.
I will choose my favorite story that she has done.
Looking forward to this.
And then we're asking y'all to participate in a fun little Instagram contest to help us decide on the other two stories. We are going to have you write in on Instagram on Wednesday the 17th and tell us what your favorite story was from either season. It doesn't matter when it was. Any story that we've done so far. Mm-hmm. Just send us a little message. Tell us what your favorite stories are. And then we haven't decided the timing yet, but at a later date, we'll announce it so it's not going to be a mystery. We will put them all up to a vote. And we'll eventually narrow it down to two additional stories to be re-released during the summer break.
Yes. I'm excited for this.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Then we'll be back on September 7th on Labor Day.
It'll be like we never left.
Exactly.
Because we really didn't leave you guys. We're not going to leave you hanging.
Yeah. Just going to remind you about stories you haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
Remind you about Uncle Cleve.
Oh, God.
Or Jerry Harding.
Please don't pick Jerry. I mean, that's a very fun episode, but wow, it's just so much. I like to think that we've come so far because we were very drunk on that episode, but then I'm just thinking about the last episode we re-recorded and it was similar. So never mind.
I think that's it.
That's it, right?
Enjoy your summer, y'all. Hopefully Miss Rona doesn't fuck up the whole summer for everyone.
I don't think she will, but there are people complaining already now, so.
I mean, there's going to be a lot less travel. That's going to be for sure.
Definitely.
But
it's going to be car travel for a while, probably until like Thanksgiving.
Mm.
That's when I'm thinking about traveling again, because I want to go home and get that turkey. Actually, I don't like turkey. Let me stop my lies. I go there for the greens.
The greens.
And the greens are a vehicle for lots and lots of pork.
I'm all in for apple pie. And pumpkin pie. I know you're not a fan, but you've never had my pumpkin pie.
I have never had yours, yes.
Now with flavor.
Wow. Flavor?
Who knew?
Pumpkin pie, are you sure? Okay. No, but it's your pumpkin pie. Yeah. And I do know that it is delicious. Yeah. I just have never partaken in it.
I'm also a big stuffing fan.
Oh, yeah.
Stuffing is the stuffing. Bomb.
But you do yours bread, right?
Instead of cornbread?
Yeah, we do cornbread.
I grew up with cornbread. Mm-hmm. I like both, but I do mine with bread.
I've had your stuffing, and your stuffing is very good.
I feel like the cornbread sometimes is a little too mushy for me. It's like all one texture.
It is mushy.
But it's delicious.
Yeah. I just love the flavor. My mom makes a really, really good stuffing. Anyways.
Somehow this has devolved into a story about our favorite Thanksgiving sides.
I think we're just hungry. Anyways, our drinks are basically empty.
Empty-ish.
Yeah, they're getting there, but we're done. Cheers, guys.
We did it.
Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Stephanie Domingo.
And Tux Lurzel.
Thank you to Tim Clough, our editor, sound engineer, and podfather. We could not do this without him.
100%. Yes. Absolutely not. He is...
Tim, we love you.
...a godsend. If God existed, he would solely exist to send Tim to us.
Correct.
Tim, that should probably come out.
Keep it in, Tim.
We out. See you in September.
Beyond Reproach is proudly recorded in Bushwick, Brooklyn. New episodes are released the first and third Monday of every month. Please note that we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. Full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop at beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We are on Patreon if anyone would love to show us some love and throw us some nickels to support the production of our show.